Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little stoic wisdom thrown in. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an uphill climb? Like, everything that can go wrong somehow does. We've all been there. But guess what? Today's episode is about flipping the script, turning those frowns upside down, and building a reservoir of hope and positivity even when life throws its curveballs. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, yeah, easy for you to say, let me tell you, I'm no superhero. I stumble, I trip, I sometimes lose my cool heck. Just last week, I bent popcorn while trying to impress a date. But the thing is, even in those moments of chaos, there are always opportunities to choose hope, to find the silver lining. It's not about denying the bad stuff, it's about choosing how we respond to it. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate that inner sunshine, even during a storm. 1. Embrace your impermanence. This is a big one. Life isn't static, it's constantly changing. Things will go up, things will go down. That's just the nature of existence. Think of it like riding waves. Sometimes you're soaring high, sometimes you're getting tossed around. The key is to remember that both are temporary. Those tough moments won't last forever, and neither will those blissful highs. Accept the ebb and flow, and trust that things will eventually balance out. Focus on what you can control. We get caught up in all these things outside of our control: traffic, deadlines, other people's opinions. It's exhausting. But here's the truth. You can only truly control your own thoughts, actions, and reactions. So, channel the energy into what you can influence. Instead of stressing about the news cycle, spend time on a project you're passionate about. Instead of getting caught in a negative spiral, practice gratitude for the good things in your life, even something as simple as a warm cup of coffee. 3. Practice mindfulness. You know that feeling when you're so absorbed in something, time just melts away? That's mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment, savoring the little things, and letting go of past regrets or future anxieties. Take a few deep breaths, really listen to the sounds around you, notice the sensations in your body. This simple act can help ground you and shift your focus from what's stressing you out to what's truly important, living right now. Cultivate kindness. Kindness isn't just about grand gestures, it's the little things that add up. A smile, a helping hand, a genuine compliment, these can have a ripple effect, brightening someone's day and lifting your spirits too. Remember, even in difficult times, choosing kindness is a powerful way to cultivate hope and positivity, both for yourself and those around you. 5. Seek out inspiration. We all need a little boost sometimes. Read a book that motivates you, listen to an uplifting podcast, watch a movie that makes you laugh, or surround yourself with people who inspire you. Don't underestimate the power of seeking out positivity and letting it fuel your spirit. Think about the time you were feeling down, maybe even defeated, but then something happened, a conversation, a song, a random act of kindness that completely shifted your perspective. That's the magic we're talking about here. We all have that power within us to choose hope, to find the good even when it's hard to see. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're in a long line at the grocery store feeling frustrated, impatient, and ready to just storm out. But then, the person ahead of you drops their entire basket of groceries. Instead of snapping or sighing dramatically, what if you offered a hand to help them pick everything up? You might even end up having a friendly chat while doing it. That small act of kindness can completely transform your experience from one of annoyance to connection and positivity. See, it's all about perspective. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even amidst the chaos. Remember, hope isn't just a feeling, it's an active choice. A choice to believe in the possibility of a brighter future, a choice to find joy in the present moment, and a choice to spread kindness wherever you go. So, take these key takeaways with you today. Embrace impermanence, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, cultivate kindness, and seek out inspiration. And remember, even when life throws you curveballs, you have the power to choose hope. You got this. Now, go out there and make a difference, one act of positivity at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.